KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school sports locally last night. In wrestling, a three-team meet at Denison saw Denison defeat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 52-30. Storm Lake beat Abe Lincoln 53-20, and Storm Lake over Denison 48-30. Also, Lewis Central was one up and one down in a triangular at Waukee. Waukee beating Lewis Central 66-10. Lewis Central downing Ames 41-27. In high school girls hoops last night, the Audubon girls basketball team picked up a big road win over the Cam Cougars last night in Anita in a game heard here on KJAN. The Wheelers led for most of the game, and some great foul shooting helped them seal a 53-45 win. Audubon jumped up early in the game and never trailed until late in the second quarter when Cam went ahead 24-23. The Wheelers used a 6-1 run at that point in the game to lead 29-25 at the half. The Cougars would get within 4 points twice in the third quarter, but never closer. Audubon led 38-34 at the end of the third and quickly pushed that lead out to as much as 10 in the fourth. The Wheelers seemed to make the hustle plays down the stretch, including some strong rebounding, and Audubon head coach Darren Miller said that was big.
We just talked about in the locker room, you know, defensively, rebounding was huge. They might have got one or two offensive rebounds, but we cleared the rebound every time, and that was, you know, little things like that can make a difference. And you know, I think, too, you know, once we figured out the offense, we were able to get some good shots. We made some good passes within the lane there to our post player.
Leah Subert had a big night for Audubon with 21 points. She went 8 of 11 at the free throw line and knocked in a couple threes to spark the offense early. Coach Miller said they have confidence in Subert to shoot it when she gets the good looks.
Yeah, like I said, you know, earlier, she had wide open shots. She makes them. She can shoot them in practice. I know, I was confident with her. And when you're open, you got to shoot them. So, yeah, she did a good job.
The Wheelers also got 15 points from J.C. Christensen and 10 from Aaliyah Hermanson as they improved to 13-7 on the year. The Wheelers will host IKM Manning on Tuesday to end the regular season and then host Orient Maxburg in their opening playoff game next Thursday. Cam was led by 14 points from Zoe Baylor, and the Cougars fall to 13-6 on the year. They've dropped four straight and face another tough test on Friday tonight when they face Exira EHK. We'll have that game for you here on KJAN as well. In other girls' high school basketball action last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Clarinda over West Nottoway, 53-39. Western Iowa Conference play saw IKM Manning beat Boyer Valley 67-29. Underwood over Fremont Mills, 53-32. From the Rolling Valley, Arweva beat West Harrison 54-53. Corner Conference, Sydney beat Southwest Valley 47-35. Also in the area, it was Lamoni beating Lenox 68-63. In boys basketball last night, the other half of our broadcast doubleheader, the Cam team, trailed much of the night against the Audubon Wheelers Thursday, but eventually made some big fourth quarter plays and free throws to pick up a 52-48 win. Cam never led in the first half, but only trailed by one, 25-24 at the break. The Cougars grabbed their first lead in the third quarter and held a one-point lead to 34-33 heading into the fourth. The Wheelers grabbed an early lead in the fourth, but the Cougars went 12 of 14 from the free throw line in the final period to grab that victory. Cam head coach Nick Hodges liked the way his team finished strong.
One thing I liked is that in this case, you know, we've lost several games where we were up and missed some free throws down the stretch, you know, made some mistakes, some turnovers, where tonight I thought, you know, we were the team that was down. We made the plays to get the lead and honestly took care of the ball great that last minute and a half and knocked down big free throw after big free throw. And that's what you got to do in a close game. You know, free throws will win or lose you. Ball game.
Ethan Arp finished with 16 points, and Connor McKee dropped in 15 for the Cougars. Arp went 5-for-5 at the foul line in the fourth quarter, and his first make of the night was a three that he said really got him going.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Whenever I start off the game with a three-pointer, I know it's going to be one of those nights, hopefully. So that definitely helped my game out. And I knew as long as I was aggressive, they were calling fouls a lot, so I was trying to body some people up and get to the line.
The Wheelers made it tough for the Cougars to find open looks for much of the night, and Connor McKee said they just had to be patient.
We knew that we weren't playing our best basketball, and then we started to turn it around a little bit then, and it's not about how you start, but how you finish, and I think that really showed right there, like how, like what we were trying to do. We didn't turn it over. We got to the line, made our shots, and I think that's really what decided the game in the end.
Cam improved to 14-4 on the season. They'll try to avenge one of those losses tonight with a home game against Exira EHK, which we'll have for you here on the radio. Audubon was led by 14 points from Gavin Smith and 13 from Skyler Schultes as the Wheelers dropped to 8-12 on the year. They'll host IKM Manning next Tuesday. In other boys' hoops last night from the Western Iowa Conference, Tri-Center beat Thomas Jefferson 58-46. From the Rolling Valley, it was Madrid over Glen Ralston 95-57. West Harrison over Arweva 70-47. In the Corner Conference, Sydney a 63-59 winner over Southwest Valley. Also, Lamoni beat Lenox 70-53. Well, it took one half of basketball for second-ranked Gonzaga to get going. The Bulldogs are 24-1 after they picked up an 85-67 win against Loyola Marymount last night. Also last night, number 23 Arizona won 85-80 over Southern California. It was 24th-ranked Colorado falling to California 71-65. And also number 25 Houston, a 75-62 winner over Tulane. The number one ranked Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team was a winner over Central Missouri 81-47 last night. The Bearcats winning their 13th straight. They're 21-1 overall on the season, 11-1 in conference play. As the Bearcats got a couple of great nights, junior Ryan Hawkins finished with his fifth double-double of the season with 27 points and 11 rebounds. Also, sophomore Trevor Hudgens ended up with 20 points and 6 assists. Northwest will remain home and take on the Lincoln Blue Tigers Saturday at the Bearcat Arena. Well, sophomore center Monica Cisnano scored 23 points as the 20th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women beat Nebraska Thursday night 76-60. The Hawkeyes took control by outscoring the Huskers 22-13 in the third quarter.
Three-point shooting was on today. You know, we shot 48%. Our three-point defense was pretty good, held them to 27%, which is at least 10% below their average. So that was good. And then we also got more paint points. And when you're going against Nebraska, who has all those big posts, when you score more paint points than they do, I think that's good. It's obviously nice to have Monica back.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Cisnano had been limited by an ankle injury the past couple of weeks. Senior guard Kathleen Doyle added 15 points and 15 assists as the Hawkeyes claimed their 33rd straight home win.
Kathleen is understanding that sometimes you can't get to the rim, and she's so good going downhill, but sometimes you can't get there, and understanding then, reading the help. And this is our first year of running this offense, so, you know, it's making those reads again, and I think she's getting better and better at it as the season goes on.
Those 15 assists were a school record. In baseball news, the Los Angeles Dodgers and infielder Max Muncy avoided salary arbitration as he accepted a three-year, $26 million contract. That package includes a $13 million team option for 2023 with a $1.5 million buyout. Muncy made $575,000 while hitting .251 with 35 homers and 98 RBIs in 141 games for Los Angeles last season. MLB owners are 2-0 in arbitration this winter after the Minnesota Twins beat pitcher Jose Berrios. The 25-year-old right-hander will be paid just over $4 million rather than his request of $4.4 million. Commissioner Rob Manfred says talks have ended over the proposed sale of a controlling share of the Mets from the families of Fred Wilpon and Saul Katz to hedge fund manager Steve Cohen. The Mets said in December that the contemplated deal between Sterling Partners and Cohen would allow 83-year-old Fred Wilpon to remain as controlling owner and chief executive officer for 5 years. In football news, six-time Pro Bowl safety Eric Weddle says he's leaving the NFL after 13 seasons. Weddle made his long-expected retirement announcement on Twitter, although the hard-hitting safety with the big beard didn't use that specific word. Weddle played 9 seasons for the San Diego Chargers and 3 more for the Baltimore Ravens before spending last season with the Los Angeles Rams. He said in December that he didn't expect to return for the second season of his contract with the club. The 35-year-old Weddle became one of the NFL's toughest and most durable safeties after San Diego drafted him out of Utah in the second round in 2007. Weddle was a Pro Bowl selection in 2011, 13-14 for the Chargers. He joined Baltimore in 2016 and earned 3 straight Pro Bowl selections. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.